I just saved the life of a ladybird because my kitten will eat any insect that comes anywhere near the vicinity. Like, the balcony looks like, do you know an old airfield where there's old planes, like carcasses of old planes, bits and pieces of old planes? That's what my balcony looks like, except it's bodies of insects. Cats are the cruelest killers. When you watch a cat and their prey, it takes you straight to the Serengeti. They will, like, pop their paw on top of a spider, right? Therefore stunning it. And then they will literally saunter away. And then they'll look back. Like, it's not a quick process.
Are you ever scared that your cat would do that to you? Has anyone heard from Claire? I sent her a link for the podcast like 2 days ago.
If it came down to it, there's no doubt in my mind that she would attempt to kill me for her own benefit.
That's why I'm a dog person. So it's a huge day. Okay, let's introduce the podcast first. Let's officially get in to season 7, episode 4. Now, I don't know why I feel the need to announce what episode, what season.
Start of every podcast like nobody cares.
But here we are. Let the good times roll, because the gang is back together. Soul Sisters and Colgate Max White Ultra. We love this partnership with Colgate Max White Ultra because it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
And I have an endorsement for us on this. One of our Soul Sisters, Quiva Dufresne, who came to our live show, sent me a message to say she really enjoyed the show and she cannot believe how white her teeth are because she...
Oh my God.
She got some toothpaste in her goodie bag and she's delirious.
Oh, brilliant. We love a bit of feedback.
Mm.
So welcome along to the podcast, brought to you with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. We are so happy you've joined us today. It's a big day because Claire is off to India.
Do you see how I've showed up today?
Makeup free.
Makeup free. I must say it's quite hard to look at your beautifully made up face and sit here completely makeup free.
You look like you've got Pippa's universal glow on. You're just glowing from the inside out.
Well, do you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world. I've spent the week really getting used to the look of myself without makeup on. And I know last week when I was talking about it, I got quite upset. It was interesting getting ready for this pod because you and I will always put on a full face of makeup. I mean, it's kind of what we do for the day anyway. But then we will, like, in the middle of the recording, we might mess with lip gloss. We might be like... playing with lip liner, you know, we're just like doing makeup because that's what we do. So when I tell you I had to drag myself to my computer today, I did laps. Before I knew it, I was back in front of my makeup bag in the bathroom. I was like, no, you're not putting it on. Came back in here, made a cup of tea, back into the bedroom. I was like, oh, looking for lip gloss. So the two things I showed up with today are Carmex. Not even the, like, strawberry one, the classic Carmex grey, moisture in your lips. And the other thing I used is a Vicks nasal inhaler, just purely for something to do before we start.
Well, do you know what? I actually was thinking about this when I was editing the pod last week, that I, when we were going to Chicago, we had an 8-hour flight and loads of Team Good Glow were on the flight with us. So I sat down and the first thing I usually do on a plane is take off my makeup because I hate to fly with makeup on. But because there were so many people on Team Good Glow on the flight, I felt really shy to take off my makeup because it is like your armor. But I powered through and I took off my makeup for 8 hours.
You did it.
And I sat there and I walked up and down to the bathroom.
I never really asked you this last week. How do you feel? Like, are you as kind of self-conscious as me? Like, do you feel much better with it on?
Yeah, I do. But I would go to the shops without makeup. I would go to the, I'd never go to the gym with makeup on.
Mm.
I do wander out, but it's definitely a new me thing.
Yeah.
The old me would never have.
Mm-hmm.
The new me is more comfortable with who I am without the layers and layers of armor.
I got loads of messages and I had some chats with Soul Sisters in my DMs, and most of them were echoing what you said, that, you know, I am beautiful from inside and out. And I, what I wanted to say to that is, first of all, thank you for that, for reaching out and saying that. But I suppose my bigger message and my bigger picture on that front was, that was my reaction to my limiting beliefs. What's yours? So you are saying to me, you are beautiful, Claire. Don't feel bad. I'm sorry you were upset. But could you show that compassion to yourself? And that's what I wanted people to get from me sharing that last week. If you look at yourself in the mirror, what are the parts of you that you are unhappy with and therefore very cruel to yourself about?
Yeah, and I think we can even do it with our clothes. So I was going to a corporate talk recently and I really wanted to wear black trousers and like a gorgeous pair of runners. But I didn't. I couldn't, because I was like, I cannot show up to a corporate talk in runners. Even though if I was in my runners, I would have felt so comfortable in the room. I would have been walking around doing my presentation, feeling like my true self.
Mm.
But I put on the heels and I dress myself up as corporate people dress instead of bringing who I am to the office.
Whoa.
And I think London is way ahead of us, because you guys all walk around in your runners all the time. But you can make an outfit look corporate-y even though you're in runners. You can make it look smart.
Definitely. And
I
think it's because a lot of us, like you say, we're walking and we're traveling, you know, from train to the office and stuff. Whereas maybe over in Ireland, we're in cars a lot. So you can afford to put your heels on. But that would be a really interesting challenge for you, that like the next corporate booking you get a very, really smart pair of trainers, like box fresh, if you like, and put them on and see how you feel. Like you say, you will move and you will nearly be, you know, dancing and flowing across the stage.
I think Instagram has a lot to be responsible for here, because even say when you're going to the airport, and this is relevant for you today, you got to wear your airport outfit. You know, like I feel like when I'm going to the airport, like I almost need to look smart in a way, like nice jeans, a shirt. Like I look at people in the airport, especially, you know, cool. I feel like Spanish women, you know, they're in like gorgeous, like khaki, really soft trousers, like layers, like maybe something like hanging off one shoulder, like there's a brown shoulder coming out, like gorgeous, healthy skin. You know, they might have a baseball cap on, like they look comfy. That's who I want to be in the airport.
That sounds like you're describing yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Brown shoulder, soft khaki trousers, a baseball cap. That's literally you.
Yeah, but that's not me in an airport. I have been visiting my local veg shops. I feel like when I'm more conscious about the quality of veg that I buy, I will actually make an effort to eat it.
Yes.
And enjoy it.
Yes.
And be kind of adventurous with it. Like this beautiful avocado deserves a new recipe, you know? So I've been really mindful about what I've been eating. I've kind of opened my mind. I'm listening to a lot of podcasts. Like this morning, I was listening to a podcast about extra virgin olive oil, which I think, you know, who knew? There's a whole world of podcasts about extra virgin olive oil. But I saw Dan Buettner speaking about this, or maybe it was Dr. Mindy, but you know, the benefits of pouring some extra virgin olive oil over your meal just before you eat it. And I was telling you actually that when someone shows up to my house, especially at Christmas, and you know, the norm is to buy somebody a bottle of wine. Well, in my world now, people have been buying me bottles of extra virgin olive oil. And it's such a gorgeous present. I went to Caviston's in Sandy Cove and I was buying people extra virgin olive oil. And I got chatting to this guy and he's like, this olive oil won an award last year. And it's, you know, this is its biggest competitor. And I was like, oh my God, there's a whole world here of goodness. But the reason why I've been leaning a lot towards extra virgin olive oil in the last while is because of its anti-inflammatory effects. So it's full of polyphenols, which can reduce inflammation, and it helps prevent and manage conditions like arthritis, heart disease, diabetes. It's just so good for your gut as well. There's also polyphenols in berries, dark chocolate, green tea, red wine, apples. So putting them into your diet is a really good way to boost your overall health. You know, like we could say, oh, coffee is bad for you or chocolate is bad for you. But if you get really good quality food and enjoy it and savor it and cook it with love, it's helping your body thrive.
Ooh, delicious. Okay, I'm going to, the apples have reminded me of something that I have been doing of late. So I get apples delivered in my odd box and I just generally bring them to work and eat them, you know, as is. However, I spotted on the Monday Coach, her profile on Instagram, she's a soul sister. She put up a post actually in January last year about stewed apples. And how it's much better to consume them stewed.
Raw apples are great for you, but stewed.
So what she says is stewed apples are even better for your gut because there's a special type of fiber that gets released when they're stewed. And so it reduces inflammation and it's great for your microbiome. So I now am eating porridge, which I completely forgot about because obviously you do every year in the summertime. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, porridge. So I'm having porridge with stewed apples on top.
Because it's November, right? I'm going to tell you what's in season because we haven't done this for a while. And I'm just going to say that aubergines are not in season.
Boo.
Which is fabulous for all the vegetarians going to functions over the next while. We're not going to be getting aubergines. We will be getting like a pumpkin risotto or butternut squash risotto, which is fabulous. So what's in season? It's November. Root vegetables, carrots, parsnips, turnips, spuds, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. Now, I said this on Soul Sisters before, that I was told by a gorgeous man in a vegetable shop in Enniskerry that you shouldn't buy your sprouts before the first frost. So once the first frost hits, that's when you're buying your sprouts. Leeks, kale, cauliflower, broccoli, apples, pears, blackberries. So all the real hearty food that I think, you know, as we're coming into November and it's getting cold, you want to eat what's in season because that's going to help you and your body function as it should. Mm. Your body is craving that warmth and goodness and probably a heavier vegetable and the soups and stews and things like that. So we move within the season. And also if we eat what's in season, there's higher nutritional value packed into those fruit and vegetables. There's less chance of them being sprayed with pesticides and things like that to keep them alive in the season where they're not meant to be. Mm. So that's why we're reaching less for the strawberries and things that were in season in the summer. If you can move towards what's in season, you're helping your long-term health.
You mentioned pumpkin risotto or squash risotto. One of our latest episodes of Dish with Damien Lewis from Homeland, Angela made him a pumpkin risotto and Nick Grimshaw said it was his favorite thing that she had ever made on Dish in 2.5 years. And Waitrose have told us that they have seen unprecedented numbers going to the Dish recipes site in order to get that recipe. So if you do fancy that, loads of butter, listen to the episode, Damien Lewis, and then head to Waitrose and get the recipe.
Oh, I love him. You know what? I was listening to Dish yesterday running up a little hill. So I've started training for the Alps. I'm also, we're starting training for the New York Half Marathon. So far, Claire, will I tell you how many runners we have coming to New York with us?
Oh my God, how many?
173.
What?
Runners.
What?
173 members of Team Go Glow will be lining up in the New York Half Marathon start line on Paddy's weekend. We've got a few spots left, like I'm talking a handful of spots. We're starting training this weekend. The vibes are already sky high. We've got about 30 supporters coming with us. So there's going to be over 200 of us in New York for Paddy's weekend.
That's going to be absolutely amazing.
Do you know what, Claire? And I'm going to say this for just for anyone who has like a dream. And when we sat in the airport on the way home from the New York Half Marathon 4 years ago, just the two of us, myself and Jamie, had run it a couple of days before. And I said to Jamie, imagine if we could bring people with us next year. And Jamie said, if we got 20 people, it would be the best buzz ever. Like, here we are 3 years later with almost 180 runners.
Amazing.
It just goes to show, doesn't it? Like, if you believe in something, there is other people that believe in that too. You just have to go and find them.
And what I would say about going on trips like that and having a collective goal, nothing in life makes you feel better when you are, particularly because it's exercise based. So you are keeping your body fit, you're doing great things for your mind, and you are part of a tribe and part of a community that will support you all the way through and beyond. It's amazing.
So tell us, obviously, this is the week that you're bringing people to India, which was one of your dreams. Like, how do you feel today?
Amazing. I have several soul sisters coming with me to Delhi at 8 o'clock this evening. And the gluten-free hobnobbers coming.
Caroline is one of the most incredible soul sisters.
She's a ledge and she's coming. Neve Coffey's coming and she's also a soul sister. Aisling Burnett is coming, who came out to Sandy Cove to swim with us for the soul sisters to swim. And Nicola Tobin is coming. And what I'll say about these girls is they came to me and said, you know, we understand that it's an investment and we don't know where we're going to find the cash to do it, but we, our souls have been called. And when your soul has been called, it's very difficult to kind of resist the urge to go. So we're flying into Delhi. We're going to meet my guru. We're going to pitch up in a hotel. And then on Sunday, when the group is all together, we're going to head to the Taj Mahal. And from there, we will get on the bus and travel up into the Himalayas and just disappear into Mother India.
See, I feel like I'm being called to India, but it's just the wrong time for me. And then I'm like, should I go anyway? Or if I have that kind of feeling, every part of me wants to go. Every part of me feels ready to go. But I just feel like I couldn't leave Pia and Tal to go to India for a week or two.
Yes. And that's...
So I'm torn. So talk to me about that.
Well, Nicola Tobin was on our Zoom chatting and she's leaving her little fella behind. And she was just talking about that, you know, saying that, look, he's very young, but I feel I just cannot... I can't say no to this opportunity at this time. So I think you're right in terms of timing. And this is true of anything in life. You know, when you want to do something, and sometimes I became aware lately of how much I was bashing myself over my head to meet some of my targets and my goals in my life. Like at weekends in particular, I'm like spending the time in the background, like, you know what sometimes they say?
A five-star moment.
Oh!
Sorry.
Oh!
Jamie delivered again with a little flat white from my French cheese bar.
Flat white with beef, yeah?
Listen, if anyone's in the Shankill area, I would highly advise you to pop into Icar. It's in Whelan's Wine Bar, a French cheese bar in a wine bar, and they do delicious coffee. There you go. Sorry for to interrupt you.
Damn you. Do you know the way sometimes apps say to you, we're running something in the background? Will you allow the app to run in the background, or do you want to just do it while you're using the app? You know the way they say that? Location services, yeah, or whatever. If you could imagine that latent stress and that latent limiting mindset that goes on in the back of your mind. So you're out, you know, with the family, you're in the playground with the kids, you're doing yoga, you're having a weekend, but in the back of your mind, you're going, I should be at home doing X. I should be planning Y. I caught myself lately in the last few weekends and I said, enough. I'm stealing my own joy. The timing is wrong.
Can I just ask something that just popped in my head here? Do you think your neighbors think you're talking to yourself?
My neighbors, fair play to them. My neighbors put up with so much from me. They hear me saying mantras at all sorts of times, morning and evening, and they hear me doing things like this, shouting into the abyss, it's not my right time! Enough! Enough!
How many times am I going to interrupt you on this story? I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm loving every second of it though. I'm so here for it.
I think it was after the Soul Sisters show, you know. I think it was after I got up on stage with you and we had such fun together. I said to myself, you leave yourself alone. Everything else that you want to achieve in your life will happen when the time is right, just like that did. All you need to do is small little bits of preparation for the big goal.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think when you're doing the work, you're torn, right? You're like, am I doing enough? Am I not doing enough? Am I in my comfort zone here? Why aren't I going to India? Yeah, it's not the right time. Is that an excuse? Blah, blah. Am I keeping myself small? You know, all of these things. But when you're saying that, that makes so much sense to me. So India's at the top of the ladder for me. Mm-hmm. But I need to build all the little steps to get there.
Yes.
That's what I need. I need to bring India to my gaff first.
Yes.
For a while to help me get there. It's like when people look at, say, a half marathon, I could never do that. Oh God, I wouldn't be able to keep up with the training. Go out for a 500 meter run today and you've begun. You don't need to do a couch to 5K, smash a 10K, smash it this, smash it that. Just see. So that's what I think I need to do. I need to start climbing that little ladder, and I will get to India someday, and also to leave myself alone in the meantime.
Bingo.
Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to whiten your teeth in just 3 days. So all of this season, we're talking about our reasons to smile. I think that I can find a reason to smile every day, but I'm so looking forward to hearing your reason to smile this week, Claire.
Well, I'm going to give myself a gold star for this because it's teeth related. So I have obviously lived in the UK for nearly 10 years and I have hippity hoppity who from dentist to dentist. And I've never found one as good as Jerry Cleary, who's on the Upper Leeson Street Road in Dublin, is a superb...
Jerry Cleary sounds very Irish.
Yeah, he does. He's a superb dentist. Like he's probably, you know... He's probably, I'd say, best in class, really. And he does the usual checks and he comes back out and he said, well, I'm not going to feed and clothe my kids on that mouth, am I? You can go. And I thought to myself, thanks very much, Colgate Max Ride Ultra.
So in and out, no feedback.
Nothing to report. That is the first time in my entire life that I've ever left a dentist's chair without, you need a filling, why aren't you flossing? So I would say my oral routine has never been better, guys.
Oh, well, a big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology, because this is the most important thing, Claire. It's been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works and will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments and in those trips to the dentist when you want to smile like you mean it.
Would you walk around with a cycling helmet on if you weren't on a bike?
Like where?
So I, for instance, now love using these bike rentals. So if I've left myself go a little bit late, which boy, oh boy, do I do that these days. Goodness gracious, I can't get out the door. So now to get to the station on time, I will sometimes pick up a bike and just pew. So there I am anyway. So I said to myself, I used to cycle a lot. I cycled long distances. I did it for, you know, a few years. I was a very confident cyclist. And I stopped doing it for 10 years. Took off my Lycras, never put them back on. And I said to myself, hey, like, get on and just give it a go. Well, ever since I've given it a go, my soul absolutely loves being on a bike. I get on the electric bike and I zoom from A to B and I feel amazing, like superb. So like I'm zooming along, I sometimes, if you know the mood takes me, I'll stand up on me pedals and like like imagine the scene from E.T., you know, I'm just like, woo! Absolutely, like insatiably, like absolutely loving life on a bike. So what I will do is I will leave my house and instead of having my helmet under my arm, I'll just put the helmet on and I'll click it into place and I'll go searching for a bike. Now you might get a bike that's a minute or two away from you, but you might also have to walk 5 to 10 minutes to get a bike. So I have become aware that I am the person walking down the street with their bag on their back and a helmet on their like people who you see sometimes with masks on still years after COVID and you're like, lads, I'm pretty sure you can probably take that mask off now. I am. Would you do that? You would not do that.
It reminds me of the time I got a spray tan. You know, the way also at the show you said, what was it you said? My ma loves tennis as much as you love spray tans. But anyway, I went for a spray tan and you know the way you have to stand in there and you dry yourself with the hose thing. Do you know this?
No, I've never been.
Okay, so you get a spray tan, but then you're wet. So you have to stand in your like paper knickers, drying yourself for 10 minutes and then you carefully put on all of your clothes. So my local spray tanning palace is Vanity Rooms and Step Aside. They do such a good spray tan in there. So I came out and the place was packed. Absolutely. People getting their nails done, pedicures, eyebrows, the whole shebang. And I'm standing queuing to pay. And one of the girls came up and said, you still have the paper hat on your head. And then I was like, what is it about having something on your head that makes you feel stupid?
You're right. It does.
What is it?
I think it's just because people's eyes are drawn straight to it. Like if you have if your dress or your skirt is tucked into your knickers, you actually might get away with that for a while. Or even if there's a stain on your top, you could get away with that. Something's on your head, like chewing gum in your hair, you are immediately visible to the naked eye.
So the answer to your question is, if I had a backpack on and I had a helmet to carry, I would simply click the helmet onto my backpack and walk down the road.
All right. Yeah. And you would look as cool as you always do.
I'd be in a pair of green khaki pants. I'd have my brown shoulder sticking out of the corner of my jumper.
And you'd be wearing high heels.
Yeah. now because I don't have the confidence to pull off bare runners. Jesus.
This week's recommends. May I begin?
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Niamh Ryan. Niamh Ryan of Ella and Joe. So this week, I have been trying as much as possible not to wear makeup. And so I have been doing my skincare as the only thing I'm doing to my skin. And I've been really enjoying the process. I realized I do my skincare, like, and I do my steps, but I rush them in order to get to the mask phase. Last season, I was talking about skincare and Niamh, who listened to the podcast very regularly, got in touch with me and said, listen, we have some new products, award-winning products, and I would love to send them to you. Janie Mac, lads. When that happens, it's like Christmas. And she has sent me her Nourish and Glow Superfood Oil. She sent me the Glow Up Mask. And she sent me the Melt the Day Away Cleansing Balm. And when I tell you, wow-wee, can I recommend these products?
Niamh came to New York with us and she's coming to run the Alps in January with us.
Is she?
And I love Ella and Joe products as well. I have the blue mask. I think it's the hydrating and plumping one. Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
The miracle mask.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the miracle mask. Yeah, love Niamh. Oh, I'm so glad you recommended her gorgeous business this week. So this week, I'm going to recommend a little follow on Instagram, Donny O'Sullivan from CNN. Of course, it's election week in America. When we publish this podcast, it's going to be election day. Would you be in any way interested in watching anything about US politics?
100%. I'm gripped.
So Donny was on the podcast on The Good Glow last season. And actually, he spoke so beautifully about conspiracy theories and people that get wrapped up in them and how it's actually all to do with loneliness and acceptance and just a beautiful way. He has a gorgeous way of looking at the world. We need to protect Donny at all costs. Mm. So check in with Donny this week. I'm sure he's putting up the most brilliant content. He's flying in his career and he's such a good person to follow. So I'll be following Donny on Twitter, Instagram, any podcast I can get him on. He's going to be on TV this week. Mm. So let's all check in with Donny and give him a high five from across the pond.
Lovely. Right. I better wrap things up here because I need to go and finish packing my bag. Of course I do. And I'm going to the airport later this afternoon to meet everybody to head to Delhi.
Wow. How are you getting to the airport? Nilo bringing you?
David is driving and he's after just telling me, now you will appreciate it. Every woman listening will appreciate this. He'd said to me, I'll come pick you up at 3, right? He's now said to me, I'll be over at 2-ish.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to say, you've missed the boat. Like, we can't be relying on.
But the flight's not till 8 o'clock. Bloody hell.
That's due for you. Due. Do and all the lads, they went to the NFL in London. Their flight was at 9. Do got up at 4 to do Wordle. He has to do, like, you wouldn't do Wordle on the plane or in the airport, no?
No.
He has to do Wordle, like, sitting at where he always does Wordle, has to get up at 4, do Wordle, have his coffee, and then go to the airport.
Oh my God, that man is just the most divine.
You're going to come back, and I always say this to the New York group, it's like coming home from the Gaeltacht. That's what you're going to feel like coming home from this trip. Like, how can I live without these people? These are my new friends, my new family. I don't need anyone else in my life apart from these people. You're going to have an adventure of a lifetime. I know I always say this to you, but please put something on Instagram because I cannot wait 10 days to find out how you got on.
Yeah, good point. We will.